Classic Country, 1450 AM and 103.5 FM KBBS. I'm Brady Safranik. Thank you for joining me here this morning. This is Community Speaks, being brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street in Buffalo. Joining me in studio this morning, Johnson County Commissioner Bill Novotny. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, Brady. How are you?
I got to turn your mic on first. Let's try that again.
Good morning. Mics are nice.
There we go. There we go.
I didn't have to worry about a hot mic earlier.
So we're going to talk about a few different things here this morning.
Absolutely.
We'll start. I know you had a meeting on Tuesday. Was there anything exciting that that happened at that meeting?
You know, relatively quiet. Biggest thing was it was a meeting where we make some board appointments for between 3 and 5 year terms. We do still have one vacancy, which is on our Planning and Zoning Commission, that I think we'll get that taken care of next week. But kind of just more of an administrative meeting, and it was kind of an interesting meeting because I was actually in Cheyenne, and so I was calling in. Commissioner Greeno ran the meeting, and I was calling from the Wyoming Department of Education because we were scheduled to meet with Superintendent Balow as we were meeting with the 5 state elected officials who serve on the SLIB board as we were lobbying to get our, it's a joint project between the city and the county through JOCO First to help them redevelop the area next to the old sewer lagoon that used to be holding ponds. The Wyoming Business Council really likes the project. Unfortunately, they didn't have any funding because they had just used 2 major pots of money that they have to fund 2 projects in Northeast Wyoming. And we'll talk about Project Enterprise in a little bit. But the other one was a rail yard project in in the northern corner of the state. And that project, they funded at $6 million and then $12 million for Project Enterprise. So there was no money in the kitty. And so we made the rounds, made our case, and were successful in talking them to allocate $1 million towards our project that they kind of found between the seat cushions, and they shook some coffee cans and were able to find that for us. So it was a real big win. It's going to mean that that project can probably start this spring, which it'll tie in really well because we'll be working on TW Road at the same time. So you're going to have mobilization of a contractor out there already. So hopefully we can bring the bids in on that lower. But why that's really important, and what Governor Mead is going to announce on Tuesday, which they've been calling its code name, it's been Project Enterprise, because there's been a major corporation that's going to move to Northeast Wyoming. They're actually going to move to Sheridan. They're a very well-known brand. They've been in business for 80 years. They're going to flee California because of multitudes, but mainly because of the high
taxes. Mudslides and wildfires?
Yeah, that too. But this manufacturer that's going to come in to Sheridan, and we will see some benefits here, is going to bring 250 high-paying jobs, as well as they're relocating their corporate. So we're getting the CEO, and it's not like in the situation where they work so hard to get Magpul to come into the state of Wyoming, and then corporate headquarters stayed in Texas. They're bringing it here, going to add huge payroll to the area, real opportunities for us in Buffalo and in Johnson County to go after some of the support businesses that are going to be helping provide the resources this company needs.
What are some of the types of jobs that come along with this? Like warehouse type jobs, or like higher up?
Everything from warehouse jobs to tool and die work. And you'll know more on Tuesday at 5 o'clock at SHOT Show, which I think is out in Vegas. It's a big outdoor trade show. The governor and the CEO of this company are going to announce who it is, and they will be hopefully up and operational in 2019 here.
Okay, excellent. That's it's always good news when you know a big business like that will come into town and create jobs that aren't just short-term jobs,
oh, absolutely,
but long-term employment.
You know, this is going to be pretty cool, and we're going to all have to start buying their product if you don't already have it. So
keep them here.
Yeah. Well, no, they're national and international. So, but we're all going to have a favorite one of these once it is announced. So
a favorite one of these. So we have to wait until Tuesday know exactly what that's going to be.
You know, it's been interesting because when Buffalo and Gillette and Sheridan got together to form the Tri-City Marketing Group to try to get industry to look there. That's really what started and got these people on the hook. And then they worked through the Wyoming Business Council. So, you know, when people ask, what are you doing with these different activities that are trying to create economic development? Well, here's an example of why we try to do those things, because you do actually land a fish once in a while.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's definitely good news. So we'll wait until, you said Tuesday, 5 o'clock? Is
Tuesday,
that right?
5 o'clock. They're going to do a Google Hangout. Which,
what does that mean?
I have no idea. I need to find a high school kid and say
that knows a little more about this.
I'm gonna say, what is a Google Hangout? No, it's an online news forum where people can dial in, and so you might want to have the news crew watching that.
Okay. I think these days I am the news crew.
I think you are. I think you and Jonna kind of are it, running the show. You and, shovel the sidewalks.
Yeah, no kidding. Actually, that's absolutely true. Coming up on Monday, you've got a public meeting. Tell us what this is about.
It is. There are a couple of sections of state land that are along the face of the Bighorns that have been nominated for a land exchange. So what this is potentially going to do is open up a couple thousand acres of privately owned land to public access, and it will be accessible off of Klondike Road, so you'll be able to basically get onto the face. It also then includes some smaller parcels that are kind of located within ranching properties that are not readily accessible to the public. So it's kind of an interesting situation. They're trading out public land in Johnson County to make private land in Sheridan County. We're going to lose a couple thousand dollars on our tax rolls. But when you look at the public benefit of being able to access these acres right on the face of the Bighorn that people previously didn't, it's going to be a win. You know, there are some concerns. A few people are worried about some of the littler sections that are going to possibly get traded off, about what's going to happen or if they use those as an access point on public land. So anyway, this meeting is going to be put on by the Wyoming Office of State Lands. People should come listen. They'll explain exactly all of the transactions, how the values of the lands were determined, and then they'll take public comment. So if you're for or against this land exchange, it'll give you an opportunity to go on the record, because then it has to go before the five elected officials who serve on the state land board, which are the same people that serve on the SLIB board. So, you know, ultimately the governor and the rest of the elected officials will make the decision if they want to do that exchange.
So you mentioned this is where the public can come, voice concerns,
absolutely,
opinions, that sort of thing. Is it also, say, if somebody doesn't know much about it yet, are they going to learn something by
they
coming
are.
To this meeting?
They are. The Office of State Lands will walk everyone through the transaction, what the acreages are, what the pros and cons are, and how they arrived at the values that they did through an appraisal process. Just a real opportunity to learn about what this Bull Creek to land exchange is. And I want to be clear, though, it has nothing to do with the reservoir. A year or so ago, when they did the Bull Creek One land exchange, that is where the site of the reservoir will be. So this land exchange has nothing to do with building the reservoir.
And say if there's people out there that might want to attend the public meeting, might have some concerns or opinions they'd like to voice, but maybe never have, maybe feel a little intimidated by the whole thing.
Absolutely.
Kind of just walk people through what the process would be if they wanted to come in and speak.
You know, it's really simple. The meeting starts at 5:30. It's at the Johnson County Library. They'll start out looking at maps, and the state land staff will explain everything. They'll walk them through the process, and then they really just open it up. It's kind of like a commission meeting. It's not intimidating at all. They'll give them all the information on the front end, answer any questions they have, and then open it up to public comment.
Okay. And so that's this Monday, time and place again?
5:30 at the Johnson County Library, and it'll then start the public comment process. So maybe you go and you learn about it, but you're not sure yet, and so you want to go home and think about it. You'll still have an opportunity to send in your comments to the State Lands Office if you can't make it, or you just don't feel like you're ready to comment at that point.
Now, when people give their opinions at public meetings like this, is that mainly for commissioners like yourself to hear how the public feels about it, which may or may not sway their vote one way or the other?
Absolutely. We always, at least I do, very heavily weigh the comments that come in from people, because there's always something that other side of the story or something that maybe you didn't think about. So it's critical that people participate in all the public comment processes. Just like we've got a public comment process going on right now for the Wyoming Public Lands Initiatives, looking at the wilderness study areas in Johnson County. So, again, if you haven't had a chance to look at those, we got all the information on the county's webpage. You can look at the maps and see what's going on there and provide input on that, too. You know, they say that democracy is not a spectator sport. You gotta get in there. And
you gotta dive in.
That's right. So I just hope people will take advantage of the state lands folks that are going to come up on Monday night and go and learn about it and hear the pros and cons of the exchange.
Cool. So beyond that public meeting, what's next on the horizon here for the county commissioners?
Biggest thing, and one of the other things that I did in Cheyenne yesterday was testified before the Joint Appropriations Committee because they're working on the state's budget. And we're working very hard to make sure that $105 million stays in the state budget that is given out to cities, counties, towns to help offset the costs of the things that we have to do to provide services. And so we did survive through our first budget hearing. The $105 is intact. So, you know, starting next month when the legislature's in session, we'll be working very hard to make sure that funding's in place. And then also just any of the bills that are going to impact the county. One of the things that we're going to experience is we have at least three different things that the state's going to possibly shift more responsibility, which means more costs onto the county for things. The first is the University of Wyoming wants the counties to pay most of the benefits for the extension agents. The state's going to push the costs of WildLink, which is the statewide interoperable radio system that they're supposed to use in emergencies. They're going to push that possibly onto the counties. And then
these were all state funded before?
They were. And then the last, and it got a little bit of coverage a couple weeks ago when the contract got canceled, but the functions of the PMO doing prevention, those are going to get pushed onto the counties at the probably in the public health office. And so they give us all these additional responsibilities and they say, oh, you know, we'll pay for that. And maybe they pay for it for a year, and then the next year the funding goes down, and then you're going to be now in a situation like where they're saying, you got to do these things, and you got to pay for them.
That's interesting.
It is. I think they call those unfunded mandates.
Talking here with Johnson County Commissioner Bill Novotny, we've covered a number of topics here. Is there anything else you want to chime in with before we wrap it up?
No, we're good. I just appreciate that you're going to be up there tonight calling the Bison game.
Yeah.
Doubleheader, go Bison.
Yeah, we got a doubleheader tonight at home. So if people want to come out and watch, they can come out. Girls varsity tips off at 5:30, boys at 7. So both teams off to a great start this season. I think the boys have lost three games, are like 9-3, I think, and the girls are 9-2, 10-2, something like that. So
they're good. And you know who else you need to get down and watch? The KC boys and the girls. They are really playing well.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny because KC, for the size town they are, they seem to put out pretty good athletes every year. They've dominated six-man football the last
amazing.
Few seasons.
Amazing. And those same kids that are just beasts on the football field are pretty salty on the basketball court, too. So
pretty good in multiple sports.
Yes.
It's always nice to see. So, yeah, check out KC and Buffalo Sports. Again, Bill Novotny, Johnson County Commissioner. Bill, thank you for taking the time today.
Always a pleasure. Good to see you, Brady.
This is Classic Country, 1450 AM and 103.5 FM, KBBS.